Welcome everyone. We're about to get in Be'ez Hashem, BPM, share number 132. That's Bais Pnimi, share from them. Share number 132. We're talking about the top three needs that, generally speaking, wives need when it comes to the physical, sexual, intimate aspects of the marriage. The first one was affirmation, support emotionally. You did a good job. You're such a great mother. You're such a great wife. Encouraging her when she's discouraged. And you do that even during the involvement, the physical intimacy. How beautiful she is, and so on and so forth. Connection is the second one. To feel loved and appreciated. To be able to listen. And to really be warm towards her in a connecting, loving way. And the third is non-sexual touch, which we started to talk about at the end of last year. And we talked about how men sometimes have difficulty differentiating between sexual and non-sexual touch, and that creates some annoyance and even more upsetting for a wife, where she right now just wants to be held in a non-sexual way, not that it leads to something, and not trying to, like what they say in English, sometimes trying to score. And they don't need that right now. They just need that affection, and they want that affection, and they don't want it to go further now. And paradoxically, if that's what she wants, and that's what you give her, then later in time, when she's more secure with you, she will be more open to the sexual experience. So it takes a while for a husband to understand those nuances, but you could work with your wife, and when she communicates with you, or when she needs what, and provide that for her. You see, a wife, generally speaking, what happens is through the whole day, whether taking care of the children, whether other things that she's doing, she's giving, and at the end of the day, she's very tired and very drained. And right now, and then the husband comes home and right away moves into the take mode, and even though he's giving her a hug, you know, but if he has the end result in mind pretty much right away, and she's right now on empty. You know, she has nothing to give right now. She's wiped out. And sex isn't going to happen, even if it's supposed to be scheduled tonight and she's open to it being happening later in the night, but not now, when right now she's overwhelmed. She needs you to be a safe, non-threatening place for her. And that's where non-sexual touch sometimes does that. That refuels her energy. She knows that right now that's not going to lead to that. She's just getting that warmth and affection physically, and that helps her with that time, her time to refuel, her time to replenish her strength, her time to relax. And that tender affection with no strings attached could help with that. The need to period, like we explained, also creates a safe environment. There's no technical emotional touch, because you're not touching, but there is an emotional safety there of warmth and love and friendship, that she, if she feels safe and not threatened in that time of the nida period, or in that time, even not in the nida period, where, you know, she's being held in a way, being accepted, feelings are being shared, there's an emotional intimacy, that's intensely fulfilling for a wife. It doesn't replace her need for sex. That's a need too, and sometimes it's a strong need. But her emotional need is as intense, sometimes even more intense, but at least as intense as whatever the physical would be. And her emotional need is as intense as her husband's physical need. So when her husband fulfills her emotional need and sustains it by affirming her, by being together often, by being affectionate, then she feels replenished, then she feels safe. That makes it much easier for her to be open and sharing herself physically with her husband later on, if from that place of safety. And that is really the idea. And most women related to that. I love my husband, but my husband needs to understand that there's a switch that needs to flip in my brain, the wife is saying, before she just jumps into bed and becomes, you know, sexual. You know, the kids are hanging around all day, stay alone, man. You're beaten when the husband's at home. You're already wiped completely. And you start your day, mundane things. You're trying to toilet train your kids. You're trying to do everything, all these mundane stuff. And the last thing in her mind right now is to be intimate. Not because she has anything against her husband, but simply because there's so much things to be done. And most wives report, they told this to interviewers and journalists, or the ones who wrote these studies up, that if my husband has sex in mind for later, to get to there, I need some affection. I need a lot of affection and acceptance before I could even think about that. He needs to invest in me before sex happens. And when he calls during the day, and when I get a kiss on the cheek, or when I get a little warm hug, again, without going further, that builds me up, and that gets me to a point where later in the night, when I'm more relaxed, I will get there. So that's affirmation and connection and sexual touch. Now, why are these things so important for wives? Why is it so important for wives? So number one, it helps build trust. Because when you have a negative attitude, when there's doubt, when there's insecurities, when there's fear, when there's guilt, when there's anger, that kills sexual desire very quickly. However, if you do the reverse of that, the affirmations, the connection, the affectionate touch, that battles these negative emotions, that allows and helps and assists couples bond with each other. So for a woman, for a wife, trust is an essential foundation for a healthy sex life. Most women will say that. I can't give myself fully to my husband if I don't feel safe with them. Doesn't mean that she's afraid you're going to bash her brains out. We understand what I'm saying, but she doesn't feel safe with him. There's a safety of emotionally feeling safe and a trust to emotionally feel trusted, to feel that she could trust her husband, and that trust and that security allows her to let go. Then she will give her heart to her husband and she'll give her body to her husband. Another reason why affirmation and connection and non-sexual touch is so important is because they help her want to please her husband. You know, several years ago, there was a survey asked what employers could do to motivate their employees. And employers were amazed that the number one response was not about income, was not about benefits. The workers said they needed appreciation. You see how appreciation goes very deep. If affirmation, appreciation motivate people to work harder, they certainly will motivate a wife to try harder to meet her husband's needs. They will. If you're grateful to your wife, if you're firm, if you connect with her, it'll motivate her to want to connect back with you. And although most husbands, most men who are listening right now, although sometimes it could be different, but a lot of them need no preparation to engage in sex right away. Pretty much they get aroused quickly and they're ready right away. That's not so with your wife. And there's nothing wrong with her, by the way. Just to let you know. Just generally, that's the way Hashem made the majority of them. They need time to be emotionally and mentally prepared. That's why it's important for a husband to meet his wife's needs in preparing her for sexual activity. Hashem made it that way. That's why a pious comes in, and that's why foreplay comes in, and that's the whole idea of the preparation the night before and then afterwards and so on. When you ask about her day and when you feel that you are connected, you know, and you thank her for all the work that she does, and you tell her that she looks nice, then ultimately her heart will soften towards you. And that's what foreplay is. And she'll naturally want to become close to you physically. And don't think, you know, if times were rough and it'll take time for her to get there, if trust was broken or this tenseness, over time of repeated positive behaviors, it's bound to improve. And that is the idea. Actually, the affirmation, the connection, the non-sexual touch, the emotional connection does prime her and have her get more interested in the sexual aspects. The non-sexual touch makes her feel love for who she is. She recognizes it's not just about her body, that you need her body. It's not just because she's able to give you physically something, but you love her because of herself. and you love her enough that you're willing to put aside your own desires. You love her enough that you're willing to delay it for her. You love her enough that she needs a hug and she doesn't want to go beyond that. You love her enough that she knows that she feels safe, and you will let her do that and you will not push her. And that itself will motivate her to want to connect when she's ready to connect. And it really reduces tension and stress for both spouses. The affirmation, the communication, and especially the non-sexual touch, a massage, an embrace. Without a single word, that touch connects. Like I said, you know, you're sitting on the couch, cover, you're holding each other's hands. It's a feel-good chemical. It's really, don't underestimate that. Don't say, this is not going further right now, or won't go further for another couple of hours, that there's a problem here. Long Friday nights, try it. Try it if it's quiet. You know, you can't do it when there's kids around or whatever it is. Sit next to each other by a couch. You look at a safer or a English book or something. Let her read something. And you're both covered and you're holding each other's hands. And you're stroking each other's hands and no one's seeing it, but you're showing that affection in an unquiet way. That comes a long way. It makes you both feel better. It's healing. Nothing has to happen right now. It'll happen in an hour or two or three later. By Mitzvah Einah Friday night, it does not have to happen right now. Now it's the time to do that. That leads to positive chemistry in your relationship. When you show this type of physical affection for each other, it nurtures a healthy bond of connection. It creates a certain chemistry. You know, people say they don't have chemistry. Well, you create it. You create it by doing these things that we described in this year and last year. That's how you create, quote-unquote, chemistry. You know, people have this thing that only either you have it or you don't. Not true. You could develop that by behaving a certain way in a healthy way to create that chemistry. And it's also very healthy, actually. Physical touch is healthy, emotionally healthy, physically healthy. And an average person needs that. You don't have to be an exceptionally emotional type person. Most need from their wives, from their husbands, meaningful touches from their loved one. They need it. It's very important to them. So in the needed period where it can't be given, you show that affection with words, with encouragement, with deep friendship. And then when it's not the needed period, you also add to it the non-sexual touch. And that's very, very important. Here's a very poignant story. There was an expert, a family expert, that had a couple with them, with this person. So listen carefully to this. A couple who constantly bickered decided to go a whole week without voicing any criticism. Each time either of them became irritated, they wrote it down and placed it in a complaint slip in a box, like a complaint box. They wrote a piece of paper of complaints and put it in the back box. So Saturday night finally arrived, and the husband decided to go first. He opened the little box and began to read a dozen of little notes. His eyes reflected the hurt and disappointment in himself as he read her complaints. She wrote, for example, you were promising to fix the screen door for 6 months and it's still not fixed. Another note, you never put your socks in the dirty clothes laundry in the hamper there. Number three, I'm sick and tired of having to pick up after you everywhere you go. Then it was her turn. She opened the box, pulled out the first slip of paper, and she read it and with a lump in her throat. And the next note brought tears in her eyes. Picking up three more notes, she read it and began to weep. Every note, the note read, I love you. The next one, again, I love you. And the next one, I love you. And the next one, I love you. So, you know, we make the mistake to think that our complaints will mold our wife into the perfect wife. But that's not the case. The unconditional love, the tenderness, not the complaints, that's what transforms a cranky opponent into a humbling, loving person over time. The importance of affirmation and verbalizing your feelings is invaluable. And when you compliment her and you thank her and you hug her close and you take pride in her, something happens inside of her. So when you affirm it, her heart will ultimately open. And then she'll draw her soul to you and her body to you and her sexual desire for you. But it has to come with a real strong menschlichkeit, deep commitment, good midos, and care beforehand. When her needs are not met in the way we describe in these shiurim, she will feel disappointed. She certainly won't initiate sex. She may feel rejected, and she may feel lonely, and begin to doubt and distrust, and she'll view her husband as selfish, and become irritable, become resentful, and may pull away sexually, and because it's empty for her, so she will, you know, freeze, and she may pull away emotionally, may use it to punish her husband, the withholding of it, or ignoring him, which is wrong. Of course, all these things are wrong. But very often, sometimes we create the monster ourselves by not treating her with the derech eretz that she deserves, or the care and love that she deserves to get. So that's a very, very important insight. The key really is a woman responds to a man who takes care of her, who takes care of her heart. And remember this line, it's a beautiful line. The grass isn't greener on the other side, it's greener where it's watered. So right here, in your own home, that is where you nurture her. That's where you water, and that's where everything will grow. Bracha v'atzlacha.